I welcome you today to the Ministry of Sermon and Song and encourage you to stay tuned for all of the rest of the program. And then I encourage you to stay with us day by day if you possibly can. We're right now getting toward the end of a study of the Scripture, the Gospel of John, verse by verse. We have covered every verse up till now, and we're now in John chapter 21 and verse 4. So I ask you to open your Bible if you possibly can, and if you're not able to do that, listen carefully as we read the Scripture. Now, in the first few verses of this chapter, we find that Peter and six other of the disciples were together. It doesn't say what they were doing, they just were together. They had gathered themselves somewhere along the Sea of Galilee. They were fairly close to the sea because they immediately went fishing when the decision was made to go. And so they were by the Sea of Galilee, and here they were standing there or sitting there, as the case may be. And Peter said, "I'm going fishing." So that was self-willed service. In other words, he did not get his command from God. He had already been called away from fishing to be a fisher of men. Jesus said, "Come and I will make you a fisher of men." Now, when Jesus died, and even when he was raised from the dead and had appeared to the disciples at least on two other occasions, and yet Peter still did not realize somewhere along the line he missed it, that he was to continue to be a fisher of men instead of a commercial fisherman. So he said, "I'm going fishing." And he led others with him when he went in that direction, which is always the case. Now, in verse 4 we find, "But when the morning was now come," they had fished all night long, "and when the morning was now come, Jesus stood on the shore, but the disciples knew not that it was Jesus." Now, here is a very interesting verse of Scripture, and I want us to stay with it for just a moment. "The morning was now come." They had fished all night long, and Jesus stood on the shore. Jesus stood on the shore. We read later how far away they were, about 300 feet away from where they were fishing. Jesus stood on the shore. And this Scripture says, John, the beloved disciple, writing, "The disciples knew not that it was Jesus." So Jesus was standing there. He was a man in a man's body, definitely, standing there on the shore, but evidently he did not reveal himself to them in the same manner in which he did not reveal himself immediately to Mary Magdalene, and in the same manner in which he did not immediately reveal himself to the two disciples on the road to Emmaus. He walked with them a long time along the road to Emmaus, and he talked them and taught them from the Scriptures, and they did not recognize who he was. And I think that's the same thing that happened here. Jesus did not reveal himself. Now, I think Jesus certainly had the same body that he took into the grave. So naturally, that body would look just exactly like it looked when it went into the grave. They would be able normally to see him and recognize him just as they would any other person. And yet, on those occasions, early after his resurrection, Jesus hid from them his identity. Now, I believe that's what happened. I don't believe that he had a different appearance. I simply think he hid himself momentarily from their recognition. They did not recognize him. They knew not that it was Jesus. Now, I want you to see something here. I thought about this and prayed about this as I was studying these Scriptures, and it bothered me just a little bit because it says they didn't know who he was. And then when he said to them, "Have you any meat?" and they said, "No," and he said, "Cast your net on the right side," they went ahead and did it. On another occasion, Jesus had told the fishermen, these same fishermen, he had told them to cast their net, and cast their nets, actually, plural, on the other side, and they argued with him. They said, we've fished all night and we haven't caught anything. Why would we do this? What are you talking about, casting your net on the other side? We know more about this fishing business, perhaps, than you do. Why would you suggest such a thing? And that was on another occasion. But on this occasion, they immediately cast their net on the right side. So there had to be a reason for that. And I begin to look at this. If they did not know that it was Jesus, it is very likely that they would not have cast their net. If they did not know who he was, if he were just some stranger standing there on the shore saying, cast your net on the other side, they would have taken it either as a criticism, as a jibe, or they would have taken it as someone trying to just create a problem for them or make fun of them, and they wouldn't have done it. So somewhere here, immediately after Jesus appeared and they did not know who he was, they found out who he was. And here is where I think that happened, in verse 5. Then Jesus saith unto them, children, have you any meat? Children, have you any meat? And they answered him, no. And my mind went back to the time when Mary Magdalene did not recognize him, thinking that he was the gardener. She thought, well, there's the gardener. And she asked who she thought was the gardener. They've taken my Lord away. And I wished you'd tell me, if you know where they have taken him, I would like to go where he is. And then Jesus said, Mary. He just called her name, Mary. And immediately she said, my Lord and my God. Immediately she recognized his voice. She recognized his voice. Now here, these disciples, evidently, though they did not recognize his physical presence, when he spoke, they recognized his voice. They recognized his voice. Children, have you any meat? Now, evidently, he had called them children before, just like he had said the name Mary before. He called them children before. And have you any meat? And they recognized his voice and said, no. And therefore, when he said, cast your net on the other side, they were willing immediately to do so, because now they knew that it was the Lord who was there on the shore that day. Children, have you any meat? Now, it's interesting to note that though they did not see him with their eyes, physical eyes, they recognized his voice. Now, what does that mean to you and to me today? Well, to me it means that God speaks to his children. God continues to speak to his children. Jesus continues to speak to those of us who have believed upon him and loved him. We don't see him. We do not see him with our physical eyes. We do not and cannot see him in a physical form, but we do have the voice of God. You say, preacher, what is that? Where is that? Well, I don't have a lot of time, and I wish I did have, to explain this to you, but it's certainly not audible voices in our ears. It's certainly not audible speaking in our ears or screaming from the sky in some way, as some would have you to believe. It is simply the Word of God. He speaks through His Word. And His Word is what gives us our instructions. His Word is what gives us our commands. And it is His Word that we hear. And then there is that sweet, small voice that speaks to our heart on the inside. Not out audibly from a cloud somewhere, but down deep in our heart when we're in tune with God, when we love Him and we serve Him and we're in the Word of God, we're communing with Him in prayer, God will speak to us, not in audible voices these days, but He will speak to us with that still small voice down deep inside. I hope today you will be aware of that opportunity to hear the still small voice of the Lord Jesus Christ.